You're with Cape Talk.
This is John Matham on Afternoon Drive.
Yeah, I wish that I were better at eating what is good for me. I don't think that those of you who don't have to do what I and others have had to do all of our livelong lives, which is think carefully about what we eat and fight a constant battle against gaining extra avoirdupois. Even though we are nominally intelligent, you know, professional people with degrees and careers and so on, even though we have that history of achievement behind us, we still, many of us, fall for the latest sure thing when it comes to losing weight and keeping it off. And we buy the books and we follow the programs and they work and we blissfully thinner for a while. And then our old bad habits start to reassert themselves and all of those clothes that we optimistically had the waistlines narrowed, we have to go and have the waistlines unnarrowed again to accommodate our expanding girths. And so it goes on and on, ad infinitum, ad nauseam. And one of the shibboleths I took away from my fairly extensive involvement with the Banting lifestyle was that there are only a very few fruits that you can eat and you must only eat very little of them. And I was somebody who loved fruit and still loves fruit. And still when I buy a banana or I buy a punnet of four apples or I go crazy and buy some prepackaged mango, I go, oh, goodness me. And then I read an article on somewhere, written by Professor Dr. Jennifer Rook, who's at the Morehouse School of Medicine and Morehouse Healthcare in the southern states of the United States of America. And Jennifer, good afternoon from us. Good morning from you. I can relax. I can eat fruit. And please, John, do quite a lot.
Yes. Yes. Can you see? Well, I can hear you. Yes, the purpose of me writing this article was to tell people that you should be eating fruit. And it's very disturbing to me that human beings, everything about our physiology is designed to eat fruit. I mean, we have color vision to see the bright colors of fruit. We have our sense of smell to detect when fruit's ripe, or we have opposable thumbs to pick fruit. We stand upright. All of these things about our anatomy is actually designed to eat fruit. But patients come to me and they're told by their diabetes educators and their doctors, no, as you just explained, you can only eat certain fruit and limit fruit. And that is actually not very good advice from my, just from my experience and from my experience with my patients and from what we actually know about human physiology and weight loss. And also preventing and treating chronic diseases such as diabetes and hypertension and cardiovascular disease.
Yeah, one of the problems, Jennifer, for people like me is that there is so much advice which is maybe well-meaning, maybe it's rather more cynical than that and aimed at getting people to follow a particular program which accumulates profits for the person who's suggesting a particular lifestyle. But even if you accept that a lot of the nutritional advice that we get is well-meaning, it's contradictory and it leaves us confused. And when you're confused, you tend to go back to what you know best, and what we know best is what has made us worry about our weight for decades.
Yes, this is true. This is absolutely true. And in the article, this is what I stated. I mean, the traditional advice for somebody with diabetes is to limit fruit, right? And to eat less carbs. But people who are doing that actually see the progression of their diabetes. I mean, for most people with diabetes, they start on one medication, then they go to two, and then they're next thing they're on insulin for the rest of their lives, even with type 2 diabetes. So the patients in my practice, we have a lifestyle medicine practice, and we get people to make dietary changes. What you said earlier about the profit motive, there isn't much of a profit motive in telling people to eat a healthy diet, right? There's a lot more profit in supplements and in certain dietary programs that you sign up for, but not in simply saying to your patients, go to the supermarket and buy fruit, vegetables, whole grains, and healthy foods, and eat real food. That is the best advice I can give to anyone who's trying to lose weight and to be healthier. Real food is the answer, not all the processed foods we're getting now, like the fake food. There's a lot of fake food, and there's a lot of misinformation about what is the healthiest way to eat, as you clearly stated earlier.
But there is fruit. It's a different kind. I mean, there is sugar in fruit. It's a different kind of sugar from the refined sugar which goes into those highly processed foods. But it is sugar, and surely there is a point at which eating even that kind of natural sugar, which is very much part of the apple or the pear or the plum, is too much of that sugar.
Well, that's a good question, because that is not actually it. So fruit is a package. You think of fruit as a package. Mother Nature put sugar into a package with fiber and potassium to lower your blood pressure, and, you know, and calcium and all sorts of nutrients in that package. So if you eat, I'm thinking in South Africa, what's a common fruit? But if you eat an apple, say, you're getting a lot of nutrients with the sugar. And actually, the craving for sugar is a protective biological mechanism. It's evolutionary. That's why because we crave sugar, we got the nutrients in the nutrients that we need to survive. Now, so there's actually been studies about how much sugar is too much. And they've done studies where they've actually shown that, like in the article, I referenced the two studies in which people who actually ate the most fruit. Now, again, you made a great distinction between processed sugar and fruit, and the sugar in fruit. They did a study where several studies have subsequently been done, but people who actually eat the most fruit, which is the package that Mother Nature gave us with fiber and nutrients, people who eat the most fruit actually have the lowest risk of diabetes, and they have the lowest risk of obesity, because one of the theories about obesity, because then there are many theories, as you know, is that the craving, the binge eating and the cravings that we have is really for nutrients, right? So if during the day you just simply eat the usual sort of fast, well, I'm in America, the standard American diet, where you had, bacon, eggs and sausage for breakfast, and you had chicken salad for lunch, and you didn't have much natural whole food full of nutrients, you're not getting the nutrients you need. For instance, 98% of Americans do not get sufficient potassium in their diet. Now, fruits and vegetables are the best source of potassium. So at the end of the day, when you've eaten most of the standard American diet, your body still needs nutrients. And so you have cravings for food. You have cravings for sweets, because the craving for sweet is where evolutionary mechanisms, you know, or evolutionary knowledge is that that's where you get nutrients. But if you satisfy that craving with a piece of cheesecake or cookies and cakes, you're still not getting the nutrients that your body is craving. So you're still craving nutrients. So so until you actually get the fruit with the sugar in it, because that is what draws you to want to eat the fruit, is that sweet taste, the craving for sweets. But the craving for when you satisfy it with whole unprocessed fruits, you're getting those nutrients. So you have less cravings when you're getting the nutrients that your body needs to survive on a daily basis. Vitamin C is one of the, because we are evolutionary, mechanisms. We no longer make the vitamin C that we that our ancestors did. So we actually have to get it from vitamin C, get vitamin C from fruit. We have to get potassium. We have to get a lot of nutrients that we're not getting when we're just eating, you know, a sort of a low calorie, unhealthy diet, which we think will lead to weight loss. So we still have cravings. So hopefully that answered your question. So the craving for sweet that you think is a bad thing may actually be protecting you, because if you satisfy that craving with fresh fruit, that's full of nutrients.
Very quickly, if you can, because we have to go to news. Several listeners have asked whether the form in which you consume the fruit matters. Is it better to have one whole pear or the juice of three pears, which you've liquidized?
Let me clarify that quickly. Never the juice. You just do not juice. Throw away your juice or give it to somebody else. That you really want the fiber. The fiber in fruit is a nutrient. It feeds the microbiome. Until about 10 or 15 years ago, we didn't actually know about that. So we thought juicing was a healthy way to eat fruit. But no, the microbiome needs fiber to feed our good bacteria. So the whole unprocessed fruit is any fruit that you prefer, any fruit that you like, is the best fruit to eat. Whatever you will eat to get the nutrients that you need in fruit. So, not juice, not the juice, never the juice, always the whole fruit whenever possible, because you need the fiber and you need the nutrients that come with the fiber and the sugar.
Thank you very, very much indeed. Glad you could make some time to talk to us. Professor Dr. Jennifer Rook is at the Morehouse School of Medicine and Morehouse Healthcare Facility in Atlanta, Georgia.